is Brother Metter, and it's good to be with you. And we've been talking about Jesus coming out of that wilderness in the power of the Spirit. And I know that the church is taught power for healings, power for miracles, power to cast out devils, but this power was more than that. This was the power over the carnal mind. This was the power to live clean, to live holy, because in John 16:33, Jesus plainly said, he said, in the world you have tribulation, but in me you have peace. But be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. So he, in that time in the wilderness, and seeking the face of the Father, he overcame the world. And I'm going to go to 1 John. I didn't have this ready because I wasn't planning on going there. But I'm going to go to 1 John, if I can get there. My pages will quit sticking together on me. The second chapter, and I believe it's right around the 15th verse, if I remember right. No, it's 16. Or we'll go to 15. So 1 John 2 and 15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. So Jesus there in the Gospel of John, and I'll turn over there to it. It's chapter 16, and it's verse 33. Y'all just bear with me. I know it's there. I've quoted it many, many, many times. I don't remember when the Lord gave me the revelation of this, but it really perked up in my spirit when he did. All right, I'm in 16 and 33. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So Jesus, as a man, overcame what we're talking about here in 1 John 2 and 16, when he said, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away in the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. So Jesus had to overcome the world, and he did here. He did here in 1 John 2 and 16 and 17, he overcame the world. And that's why he said in the Gospel of John, the 16th chapter, he said, these things I've spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you're going to have tribulation. You don't mix and mingle out there in the world with the things of this world. No man, I believe it was Paul wrote to Timothy, that's in the warfare, entangled himself with the cares and the affairs of this life. We have allowed so much to let entangle us and get our minds so corrupt and polluted and bogged down with what goes on in this world and in this life till it hinders our relationship with God. When you come to the Lord, your walk with God plays out and is controlled in your mind and in the spirit of your mind. So I've went over these scriptures. I preached them probably 2 or 3 months ago. But it's time for you to realize that once you receive the Holy Ghost, and I don't care what you think you got until you come to that place that you can be renewed in the spirit of your mind and you're not controlled by the carnal mind, that's a discipline. That's learned behavior. That's something you've got to do. You don't just get the Holy Ghost and the Holy Ghost takes over and you just start living for God. There's a warfare. There is a warfare. That is the very reason Paul taught in 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, The fourth verse, he started talking about the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds and the casting down of imaginations. All these things takes place in your mind. The warfare is in your mind, children. It is in your mind, and this is where you've got to fight it. This is where you've got to face the enemy. So if I jump back over here to Romans, the 7th chapter, and I go down to the 18th verse, and I know I've read these and I've talked on them, but I want to finish this session out by talking on this. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. Paul wanted to do right. He believed the law. This was before he got the Spirit of Christ living in him. This is before he came to the knowledge of the Spirit of Christ. He wanted to do right. He wanted to do good. And in verse 19, for the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that do I. He didn't have nothing to resist or put his flesh to death or bring it under subjection. Now, if I do that, I would not. It is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I found in a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. This was after he'd come to the knowledge of the law of God living in him. He saw that delight that was in him that was after the law of God toward the inward man. But then in verse 23, but I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. You've got to recognize warfare. You've got to recognize the weapons of your warfare. And you've got to learn to use these things. This is learned behavior. Something you've got to practice. It's something you've got to apply to your life and put in action in your everyday life. May God bless you.